The other one we need to pay attention to tonight, and tonight perhaps we can put some parameters on, is our discussion as a commission on what we do want to make recommendations to council about. So we've got a couple of things we've already talked about. One is to recommend to council a moratorium, which means no votes whatsoever. The second, moratorium with some restrictions and guidelines. Third would be a passenger cap. And the fourth would
Gotta go slow.
Oh, I'm sorry. I wrote it down. I did write it down.
All right, okay.
It's in my head, but I'll write it down for you. The other would be the size of ship that we would allow into
size and passengers.
We could do size and passengers.
Yeah, I haven't found a way to do that.
Yeah, see, that's the issue.
I haven't found a way to do that.
You're not going to be able to do that.
You can tell them the number of passengers you'll accept.
Okay.
Over the shore, yeah.
And you can tell them where if the anchorage is available.
Okay.
That's pretty much the only two restrictions I've found.
Mm-hmm. What's the most passengers coming in on 3,500?
On ours? No, last year I think the most we had was 2,400.
So last year was 2,400?
I think that was the maximum.
Was the max, okay.
Mm-hmm. And there'll be 1,000 crew on that.
Right.
So we got the... And so
most
then
passenger.
Would we
just
want to...
Passenger that count.
So passengers count, but crew doesn't?
Correct.
Crew doesn't count. And crew is usually another 30%.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And why doesn't crew count?
It's not. Because passenger capacity is how the ship is licensed. That's
okay.
How it's registered.
Mm-hmm.
So, and that's a set number. That's
mm-hmm.
what we charge them. So,
okay.
So it's, you know, it's $10 a head per passenger. And if they have 900 or 1,200 crew, that doesn't affect.
Yeah.
How much of that crew typically comes off?
They're usually too busy. So, I mean, they'll come in. A lot of them like to go to Walmart and Rite Aid.
Staples.
I haven't seen a lot, to be honest.
Yeah, but they get a half hour or an hour's liberty, and they usually use it to nap. They don't come in much.
Okay.
One thing that will happen that I have seen is if a ship runs out of something, they'll come into town and rent a truck and buy everything. I've seen a ship buy every egg in the county.
And Sam, you work for the American Cruise Line.
And Pearl Seas and Pearl small Seas. Ships. And I work for a few cruise lines.
And Blount. And those are the ships that we consider the boutique ships?
Yeah, all of those ships come into Rockland in the summer.
Okay. All right, so we've got the options, and I'm trying to make sure that we've got to make sure that we cover all of the options, and then as a group, we'll decide which one we will work on from now until our meeting with council. Okay, does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
So we've got moratorium, no ships whatsoever, a moratorium with passenger restrictions, a passenger cap, and Sam says size you really can't do, you just can't. Okay. I don't have a problem.
It's by passengers.
Okay.
And that's usually how they do.
Okay.
So, and that's how, actually, that's how we've done it.
For the day or season or over
day,
what
right?
period of time?
It would probably be per day. The shoulder season,
yeah.
And they can't come in. We already know that they can't come in during any of the major festivals. So that's taken off. So we've got the shoulder season, which is now, Matt?
September, October.
September, October, and what's the beginning?
April.
Yep. April, yeah, we've got a boat coming in April.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know.
Yeah.
That's great. So, let's see. We'll do a hand. How many people would like to start a discussion about a moratorium with no cruise ships whatsoever for Rockland?
I think
okay.
We need to have that written.
What do you mean, Sam?
I think we want to have that in place because if this other stuff doesn't work, we need to be able to close the door on the big ships.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll go for that.
So,
okay.
But I think I don't think we're at a place now where we need it. There's a 2-year delay, so I mean, we know who wants to come. We would have time to put the ordinance in place.
And this year's 9, but next year's only. The year 2019
well,
is two, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, so, interesting. And it sounds like that is, so we've got a moratorium with no boats, and then we've got up for discussion to talk about passenger limits.
Yeah, I mean, that's the nuclear option.
But no, I understand.
But we might want the nuclear option.
Well, I think the nuclear option, we've got Melissa who did raise her hand for a moratorium,
it's going to be if we can't come to any understanding. Yeah. I mean, really, if we're going to go back and forth like we have for the last 10 years, then we really have to stop it until we can come up with something that makes sense.